Track 10, a record year for young farmers. The Devon Federation of Young Farmers Clubs are looking back on an incredibly successful year, which has seen record-breaking membership numbers and a staggering £135,000 raised for charity. In the past year, 1,861 members have joined Devon YFC, which gives members aged 10 to 28 the opportunity to develop life skills, work with the local community, and enjoy a dynamic social life. This is the highest membership the Federation has seen for over 20 years, meaning that Devon YFC is now the largest young farmers' federation in England and Wales. The Federation has seen an increase in popularity across all aspects of their programme of activities. From a record number of entries at Devon County Show and their annual livestock show and sale at Exeter Market, to the highest number of members taking the opportunity to travel abroad through county and national scholarships. Devon YFC's annual general meeting will be held on the 24th of November, where they will be celebrating the past year, as well as welcoming a new county officer team. Vicky Gilbert, outgoing Devon YFC County Chairman, says, "I have been incredibly proud to see our membership achieve so much over the past year, and it has been such a privilege having the role of County Chairman. Our 37 clubs have put on such a brilliant and diverse programme for our members, and it's great to see so many young people realising the benefits of becoming a member. I can't wait to see the Federation continue to grow for years to come."
Portreeve is nearly a man of the cloth. The annual St Leonard's Fair in Newton Abbot saw the traditional inspection of the cloth. The ancient tradition involved a court leet and court baron members being heralded on their way to by the borough crier Evelyn Davis. Steward Michael Martin reminded members that they would visit fine retail establishments to inspect items of cloth before returning for an auction for the benefit of the Portreeves charity. The establishments visited this year were Percy's, Austin's Bedding, Austin's Menswear and Linenwear, and Austin's Ladieswear. After inspecting the cloth, Portreeve Alan Visor then stated, "The officers and jurors of this ancient borough have examined this sample of your wares and found it sufficient. I therefore hand you this certificate to display within this establishment to show all and sundry that your merchandise has been approved at St Leonard's Fair 2023. The Portreeve and members of the court were delighted with the quality of all the goods sampled this year. The court will be presented a certificate to the chairman of Teignbridge District Council with the fair toll of 7 shillings and 6 pence. An auction held later of the cloth items, which included tea towels, t-shirts, tablecloths and gloves, raised £66 and will be donated to the Portreeves charity, Rowcroft Hospice. And there is a photograph of the Portreeve, who presents Julie King from Austin's with a certificate to prove that all measures up cloth-wise.
A treat for the taste buds in Teignmouth. A family Friendly Food Festival took over the Teignmouth Triangle and Wellington Street last Saturday as the Eat Festival pulled into town. With the emphasis on providing shoppers with a great range of products from producers within a 30-mile radius, the festival meant both gastronauts and shoppers alike were spoilt for choice with succulent savoury delicacies, sweet treats and liquid libations. As well as numerous tempting treats and tipples, there was also street entertainment, and a certain white-bearded and red-suited gentleman keeping the young and the not-so-young entertained. And there's many photographs surrounding this article, and the food and drink looks lovely. But one photo caught my eye, and it's the Teignmouth Town Crier, Patrick Brophy, examining a half full glass of beer to wet his whistle in between his shouts.
"It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas is on its way to Teignbridge as two towns switch on their festive lights this weekend. In Teignmouth, it's a weekend of magic with the town's Christmas tree lights switch on from 5 p.m. on Saturday. Organised by the town council, a spokesman said, "We have a weekend packed full of Christmas joy planned. On Saturday, the Christmas market will be running from noon, selling a range of gifts for friends and family with live entertainment. There will be carols sung at 5 p.m. followed by the switch on of the town's lights. On Sunday from 11 a.m, it's the Wooftastic Dog Show, followed by more live entertainment until 4 p.m. The Christmas market will be open all day." A spokesman said, "Due to the cost of living, Teignmouth Town Council has funded this event to make it free for all the children to see Santa in his grotto and get a free gift from him as well. And there will be free amusement for the children too. Come and join us for the Christmas fun." In Newton Abbot, Saturday is also the big day for the Christmas lights switch on. During the day in Courtney Street, there will be street food all day, free balloon modelling, face painting and crafts between noon and 4 p.m. and walkabout appearances from town mascot Newton. Torbay Hospital Radio will be presenting music from the clock tower from 2 p.m. and the Tyco Drummers will be in action between 2:30 and 3:30, also at the clock tower. The Christmas parade starts at 5 p.m. from the Avenue, including Father Christmas and the Mayor. Father Christmas will be switching on the lights at 5:30. During the afternoon, there will also be stilt walkers, free children's giveaway, and a meet and greet with the big man himself on his sleigh in front of the clock tower between 5:45 and 6:30 p.m.